We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, we are working our way through the book of Ezra. And in chapter 1, at the end of the chapter, we have something that takes place that indicates that God is moving in a very powerful way. Twice in the 1st and 2nd Kings, we have where portions of the instruments that were used in the temple and the tabernacle were given to other nations in exchange for a promise that they would not take them into captivity. Well, we find here in chapter 1, beginning at verse 7, "And also Cyrus, the king that brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. Even those did Cyrus, king of Persia, bring forth by the hand of Mitredath, the treasurer, and numbered them in Shebanazar, the priest in Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold, 1,000 chargers of silver, 29 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of second sort, 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring with them of the captivity that was brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem." Now here we find the articles that God had ordered to be made by David that would go into the temple to be used had been taken into captivity, basically given away by the Israelite kings. Asa, Hezekiah had given away much of that. What was left was taken by Nebuchadnezzar. They brought it to Babylon, and where did they use them? They were brought into the gods of their land, and they were considered to be a gift from the God of the Israelites, so to speak. And isn't it interesting that his first official act as King Cyrus was not only to allow them to go back, but to make sure that all of the articles of furniture that were used at one time in the temple would go back from Babylon back into the land of promise. God had preserved during those 70 years plus years the articles of furniture from the temple so they would be used once again. A very simple principle here: what belongs to God, He wants it used for Him. What belongs to Him? You know, the reason that God sent forth His Son is that we belong to God by right of what? Creation. God made us. And whenever Adam sinned in the garden, the curse was introduced to the earth, but also upon mankind, and God set forth what had already been foreordained before the foundation of the world, that He would send His Son to redeem as many as would come to Him. Why is mission so important? It's to bring forth the gospel that God sent His Son to procure, so that as many as will receive Him will be saved. To give forth the gospel, to send forth laborers into the field, and as the Lord said, there are very few that are going, and especially in these days, where the lure of the American dream and having lots of things keep a lot of folks right here, and a lot of them aren't even faithful to their local church. They just hit and miss and so forth, and that's how they view Christianity. And yet, God required the King Cyrus that all of the treasures of the temple should be returned back to Jerusalem. What belongs to God should be used for God. And so He didn't say, well, let's just start all over again and we'll make new stuff for the temple. No. He told Cyrus, He impressed upon him, you collect all of the stuff. And it was numbered to make sure nothing was missing. And it was returned back to Jerusalem where it would be used once again for the glory of God. That's what He desires from us, folks. That's what He desires of all the things that you possess, that it be used for His honor and for His glory. How are missionaries supported? By God's people. By their giving. How are Christian ministries conducted? How are churches formed? It takes the giving of God's people, using what God has provided for His glory. And so here in chapter 1, we find all the gold and the silver and all the things that were made for the purpose of the worship of God returned from a pagan capital back to the capital of Jerusalem to be used for the honor and glory of God. Do the things that God has given to you, are they used for His glory? Or are they only used for selfish purposes? We need to recall and remember that you are not made. You didn't invent yourself. All right? You didn't one day say, I think I'm going to be a boy or I'm going to be a girl. No. You had nothing to do with it. You have been made and you belong to Him by right of creation. That means He can do with you whatever He desires. I think that gets forgotten these days. Well, God's such a mean God. No, He's not. He just requires certain things from those things that He has made. And He requires of us as His people that we use what He has given to us for His honor and for His glory. And that's why that's included in the canon of Scripture. Why He moved a king, I want my articles of furniture back in Jerusalem. See to it that it's returned. And that's what He did. The kings are even in the hands of our Lord. And I am so thankful today that we have a God that makes claims on us. Because He not only owns us by right of creation, but those that have trusted in Jesus Christ, He owns you by right of redemption. And whatever He requires is His. Because I don't own anything. All I have is what God has given to me. I pray that we can get back to those kind of principles in our own thinking today, because this world is all against that. It doesn't want to see one missionary supported. It could care less if one church is planted. It could care less if a neighbor is witnessed to. The world hates the gospel. But God has His individual remnant all around this world, and He requires certain things of us. And I hope and pray that we might understand that if He can require of a king that he have his articles returned, He can require whatever He wants from me. And I'll gladly give, because that's the way things work in God's kingdom. May we get a hold of those principles in our hearts and lives.